In the dressing room behind the stage, she was introduced to the secretary of the society, Mr. Fitzpatrick. She smiled and shook his hand. He was a little man with a white, vacant face. She noticed that he wore his soft brown hat carelessly on the side of his head, and that his accent was flat. He held a programme in his hand, and while he was talking to her, he chewed one end of it into a moist pulp. He seemed to bear disappointments lightly. Mr. Holland came into the dressing room every few minutes, with reports from the box office. The artistes talked among themselves nervously, glanced from time to time at the mirror, and rolled and unrolled their music. When it was nearly 8:30, the few people in the hall began to express their desire to be entertained. Mr. Fitzpatrick came in, smiled vacantly at the room and said, "Well now, ladies and gentlemen, I suppose we'd better open the ball." Mrs. Kearney rewarded his very flat final syllable with a quick stare of contempt, and then said to her daughter encouragingly, "Are you ready, dear?"